Welcome to The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene, a book that reframes attraction as a serious psychological art form with real stakes for power and influence. Most people assume seduction is about looks or luck, but this book reveals a far more unsettling truth hiding in plain sight. Robert Greene, a writer who reportedly held roughly 80 jobs before becoming an author, spent years building a historically grounded case that will change how you see human desire entirely. Greene argues that seduction is not manipulation in a crude sense, but a form of power that operates through desire and psychological influence, rather than force. The book's central claim is striking: seduction begins with identity, not technique. Before any strategy can work, a person must project a magnetic, concentrated sense of self that draws others in almost involuntarily. To map this territory, the author constructs a taxonomy of 9 seductive archetypes, each targeting a distinct psychological hunger. The siren overwhelms through sensory spectacle, promising total abandon and targeting the fantasy of losing control. The rake projects reckless, consuming desire that makes every target feel uniquely irresistible. The ideal lover studies a target's deepest dreams and reflects those ideals back perfectly. The dandy fascinates through androgynous self-sufficiency, offering others a vicarious fantasy of freedom. The natural disarms through apparent innocence, bypassing the defenses adults erect against being influenced. The coquette masters strategic withdrawal, offering warmth, then pulling back, sustaining obsessive pursuit through cycles of hope and frustration. The charmer neutralizes conflict by making others feel deeply seen and appreciated. Greene also identifies the charismatic, whose inner conviction makes followers feel they are near something larger than ordinary life, and the star, whose dreamlike distance invites projection. Greene illustrates each archetype with documented historical cases. Cleopatra used spectacle to captivate Caesar and Antony, embodying the siren. Casanova's total attention made every woman feel singular, the defining quality of the rake. Napoleon's obsessive longing for Josephine was sustained by her coquette-like emotional unpredictability, a pattern the author treats as evidence, not anecdote. Equally important is what Greene calls the anti-seducer, the person who repels through neediness, self-absorption, or insecurity. According to the author, this countertype actively destroys the atmosphere of possibility that seduction requires. The overarching lesson is that the most effective seducers identify which psychological needs they are best positioned to fulfill, then cultivate those qualities with conscious intention, rather than leaving attraction to chance. What makes this framework genuinely useful is its diagnostic quality. Greene does not simply describe seductive types. He argues that each archetype maps onto a specific psychological gap in others. Knowing which gap you naturally fill is, in the author's view, the foundation of any real seductive power. The book also insists that these archetypes are not fixed personalities, but cultivated masks. Greene contends that most people possess the raw material for at least one type, but fail to develop it consciously. That failure, the author argues, is what separates those who attract effortlessly from those who are perpetually overlooked. The historical evidence Greene assembles is deliberately cross-cultural and cross-century. Benjamin Disraeli's charmer-style influence over Queen Victoria worked through consistent validation, not policy. Charlie Chaplin's natural quality generated global tenderness, proof, in the author's view, that innocence is a transferable performance, not a fixed trait. Greene's broader argument is that seduction is a learnable discipline, not an inherited gift. The author treats desire as something that can be engineered through deliberate identity construction and strategic behavior. That claim is provocative, but the historical record he marshals makes it difficult to dismiss. The takeaway from this opening section is both clarifying and demanding. Greene asks readers to audit themselves honestly, to identify their natural seductive qualities and the psychological needs they are best positioned to meet. Attraction, in the author's framework, is never accidental. It is always the result of someone, somewhere, doing the work.